Hello, listeners.
Hey.
It's the big Ramboski.
The big Ramboski.
You know, Matt Mania is a lot like coffee. Because it's hot and brown and coming at you.
And it's good going down.
I don't want the coffee coming at me like that.
Nope.
No.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the sweet, sweet voice of the returning lead booker of the Matt Mania podcast, Mega Ran. Came back from
like I never left.
New Japan.
Yeah, true. Japan and New Japan.
Had your debut match out there. How'd it go?
Very good. Kenny Omega with a run in. Saved me.
That's what's up.
Yeah, I've been in Japan for about 4 days. That was awesome. Shout out to everybody out there. Tokyo,
4 days,
Kyoto.
That's it?
Yeah,
like you were there for like a week
whirlwind.
Or more, and I was here in Phoenix like watching you on IG.
It was just like back to back.
It's nuts, man. I just got
one
there.
One thing after another.
Got right on stage, did a show. Shout out to the Bit Summit Cats in Tokyo.
Nice.
Then went to Tokyo Game Show. Then went to Kyoto for a show at Cafe La Siesta with a bunch of cats that were out there.
Is it Kyoto near where the... Like a few years back, that tsunami hit. Wasn't that near Kyoto?
Was it? Maybe. I don't know. But it was
far out, so maybe. Yeah.
Shout out to Kyoto.
Far away.
Kyoto's where Shinsuke Nakamura is from.
So, did you do anything from? Oh, I'm sorry. Did you do anything in other than Tokyo Game Show? Did you do anything in Tokyo?
Well, I went and looked at video games at a Super Potato and a bunch of other
games. I bet you
were
terribly bored that day.
Whole taco.
Very bored.
Wanted to go home so bad.
I shot a music video, which is coming soon, so that was awesome.
For what song? Is it one of your songs? The
song's not out yet, so I can't talk about it.
Protect the
exclusive.
Business. Protect the business.
He'll tell us off mic.
Y'all will get the first shot at it when it's done. But yeah, it's coming. It's I had a great, like, it was definitely a whirlwind time.
Nice.
I slept the entire flight back, so I know I was tired. Like,
that's
I was
tight.
Just like pow, passed out. 14-hour flight. I was gone. So that was dope. Before that, 2 weeks out, I was with the Microphone Misfits. We went from Chicago right after StarCast.
Yeah.
Last time I saw y'all was in Chicago. Yeah.
Yep.
And then we went on through the Midwest and ended in Philly at Keystone Comic Con and J1 Con. That was fun stuff. There's a lot going on, though.
So it's funny that you said the last time you saw us was in Chicago, because the last time I saw you, you were dealing with all that that car trouble, getting a rental car.
Car trouble. That's right. In Chicago.
Yeah.
I was like, I left out to go get a car, and like 4 or 5 hours later, it took for me to get the rental car.
Jesus.
So, man, I want to bury those folks. We can bury a few people, but I got a few to bury those, actually. First,
they deserve
though,
to be buried.
That rental car place, it was a Monday, because it was my birthday, actually. It was this is the roughest birthday I had in a long time, to be honest.
Yo.
Labor Day, I go to rent a car. I call the people because there's no one at the desk, and they're like, "Oh no, we closed for the day." I'm like, "Excuse me?
But it's my birthday."
How do you close for the day? Oh yeah, well nobody was coming up to get cars, so we just sent everybody home.
When somebody has
a reservation,
my reservation wasn't there. Well, yeah, you were the only one, and so we called you like all day. I'm like, "Yo, I don't have any missed calls. Why are you lying?" Yeah, we called you, and you didn't answer, so we're home. So sorry. I'm like, wow. So screw that place. I wish I remembered the name so I could bash them.
It was like Hertz.
No, Enterprise. It was like some janky one.
It wasn't nothing that good.
Joey Jojo's Shabadoo.
Shy's rental car. Jeez, man.
Uncle James's rental cars, chicken, and
oil changes.
And oil changes.
And cell phones.
Check cashing.
We'll fix your screen.
Barbershop.
They still sell pagers inside in the glass counter.
SkyTel.
Who said and barbershop?
I did. They do it all there, man.
Yo, the hood barbershops do everything.
Daycare.
Rental car, daycare. Wow. So
check.
It's been crazy. So it's really good to be back with y'all. You know, this is our Wednesday release where we get to just kind of chat, talk wrestling, and have a good time. So first,
I had a couple questions though.
Oh,
did you get to get any shenanigans when you're at the Comic Con? Because you like some of the WWE talent was there
at Comic Con. Oh, okay, Keystone Comic Con. AJ Styles and the Bellas and Daniel Bryan were there.
Yeah.
So here's what happened. I had a brief moment where I was like, yo, I'm going to try to go over and see AJ at his line. Maybe he'll recognize me and not be like, $20, guy. Take a picture. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, even if he did say that, Mark, then you'd be like, hey.
No.
Let me remind you who I am.
I started walking over to him, and he's got a huge line, and he sees me, and he's like, "Hey, man, I was just thinking about you, man. Like, I was just talking to somebody about you. I don't know." And I was like, "Wow, this is crazy."
That's dope.
So it felt like a real cool, like, clout move, because this whole line is waiting for a photo.
Yeah.
And he's like, "Man, come here, dude." You know, saying so. We chatted
this
for a
big
little
black
bit.
Guy.
Did you guys chat about all his troubles with Samoa Joe and
a little bit?
Oh, we'll get into that.
You're getting way too personal over there, man.
That's dope.
You letting Joe do that? But no,
it was. But what did you guys talk about?
Not really much video games.
Would
I was
you
like,
get like 5 minutes?
Just kind of catching up, shooting.
You didn't take too much of his time because you saw he had a line.
Yeah, he had a line. So I was like, "Yo, I'm going to Japan." He's like, "Oh man, great! Japan's great, man. Go to my favorite store." Blah blah blah. He starts telling me about some places, but in Osaka. But I didn't go to Osaka, so maybe next time.
Next time.
He said that's his favorite game store in Osaka. So
sound like you won't be back.
Yeah, I'll be back. So what else did we talk about? I was just like, dude, you know. I know y'all been, you know, traveling all crazy. He's like, "Yeah, man, like I do this for 2 hours and then I fly somewhere." They were going in the south.
Oh, wow.
And then they were going to Detroit, was it, for Hell in a Cell? I think. I don't remember where it was. So, yeah, it was just like a quick 5 minutes to shooting
like
the breeze.
Hell in a Cell last year, wasn't it, in Detroit?
Is it in Detroit now? Right.
Yeah, it wasn't Detroit this year, I don't think. I forgot where it was at.
Yeah, I think that was last year.
You're right.
We all have devices we can fact check, but nah.
Yeah. Facts don't matter.
Facts don't matter. Who needs facts? Telling stories.
He was flying somewhere.
So that was a cool time. Yeah, then he walks over to another table. He's like, "Oh, I'm going to just go see some of my friends. You want to walk with me?" I was like, "Okay, sure."
Yeah.
So we start walking. And
damn, man, he left his line. That was
pretty
waiting
much
on him
was
to
like,
go talk
"Hey,
to some people.
I'm only here for these hours. So I'll see you a little later." And it's funny, like walking with him, talking while people were coming up, like, "AJ," trying to hug him. And he's like, "Thanks, kid." Kind of stiff arming him so he could keep walking. And some people he stopped to talk to, but other people was like, "Thanks, man. I'll be over there in 20 minutes. You know." So he went over to see some friends.
He's
and lo and behold,
skills.
The chinless wonder. James Ellsworth.
No.
Was there.
Oh, wow.
The guy that beat AJ Styles
the one
three
who
times.
Beat AJ Styles three times. Hell, that's a winning record.
We just saw that guy. In
Did
Chicago
he have his belt
too.
With him?
Yeah, the intergender belt, yeah, of okay. course. He was there and he went to talk to Tommy Dreamer. That
okay.
was dope to
oh,
see them
man.
Chat. And then Jerry the King Lawler.
Did AJ ever have any time in ECW?
No. Okay. I don't think so.
I don't think so.
That would have been cool to see, though. But yeah, so that was dope. Next thing you know, I met AJ a bunch of times, but I hadn't met Daniel Bryan. So I was like, let me see if I can pull some clout card here and be like, "Yo, I kind of know AJ. You think you guys can introduce me to Daniel?" And
the Vegan King.
And so the staff was like, "Yeah, sure. We'll give you a few minutes with him. We'll just call him over, blah, blah, blah." They called me to the back and we went. I talked to him for a quick second.
Look at you.
And I was walking back and I was like, "Oh, this is cool." I'm in the back. Chatting with like the WWE like handler. They have like a guy there with him who's like, "Yo, this is where we're gonna be going after this," and blah blah blah. So we start talking.
Yeah.
And I was like, "Yo, I'm gonna, you know, start dropping some names." I was like, "Yo, Austin Creed's a good friend of mine." I was like, "Oh man, I love the New Day, man. They're so cool, you know." And so Daniel Bryan's super cool. I actually texted Casey, shout out to Lynx Kinetic. I texted him. I was like, "Yo, I'm about to meet Daniel Bryan. What should I say?" I know he's like a big Daniel Bryan fan. He's like, "Tell him the Seahawks suck." And I was like, "All right."
You're like, "Why would I
He's always such a bad guy, though.
He really
Lynx
is.
Lynx is a bad
such
guy.
Such a heel." So I was like, "Oh, my friend told me to tell you the Seahawks suck." He's like, "Yeah, they do. But, you know, I'm a diehard fan, so what can I say?"
The brand is
and,
strong.
So, yeah, we had a good chat about that.
Oh, man,
that.
Look, he was like, "Oh, that's tell your
dope.
Friend
oh, yeah?
FAU."
Right, tell your friend
and
I
you
said,
too.
He's a piece of shit. No.
Would it be kind of weird to hear Daniel Bryan curse?
He seems like he's one of those cursing guys who doesn't curse good like that they show in the movies or TV.
Like what if he curses
like a
like
Ned Flanders? Yeah, like
Italy. Yo, we've made a lot of Simpsons references in the last half hour.
Dental plan.
Lisa needs braces.
I think most of them was off mic.
Off mic.
off mic. Sorry to clue you in late. We smarten you up.
And then shout out to Daniel Bryan. I'm not sure if you saw Captain K-Man's Twitter.
He was at the D-backs game, right?
Yeah, he's at the D-backs game. Throughout the first pitch. That's
nice.
Really cool. So he's
did he give a yes?
He did.
Yeah.
After he threw it, he gave a yes.
He came out.
How was his pitch, though?
You made it.
Yeah.
It was better than 50s.
Oh, my God.
That's not hard to do.
Better than Big LG's.
Well, yeah, because the
my 2-year-old goddaughter could do
it. He was there because I watch the D-backs every day. The last few games, there were actually the billboards were popping up for Royal Rumble. Yeah, the tickets go on sale October 12th, Matt Maniacs. If you're trying to go, we're half in.
We're half in.
We're going to have lots going on that week.
That's why he was out here, right?
Promotion. I'm going to go on a limb and say that we're going to be in the building for Royal Rumble.
Yes, in the building.
On a limb. Yeah. We're half in right now.
So, Patreons, you want some of that backstage exclusive you know, news, got to get on the Patreon,
throw
guys.
Throw that money. But so thank you guys, for your support.
You guys want to finish checking in? We only We only started with him.
Well, I actually have several more questions, so yeah.
Oh.
Several more questions?
Several.
So you don't
want to
Am I getting interviewed this episode?
Yeah. Why not?
It has been a while. So
hey, Mad Maniacs, that's Neo X talking to y'all, in case y'all didn't know, since we didn't finish going around the table.
We didn't even introduce ourselves.
That's right, bro.
No, you introduced yourself, and then everybody jumped you. Like,
I know. I'm feeling attacked right now. Pause here. All right.
Let's
anyway.
Attack him with hugs.
Who else is here? T-Call's in the building.
T-Call, the villain in the building. I also was not here last week, so.
Welcome back, sir.
It's like a reunion.
Yeah. Who else is in the building?
Brock Knowledge in the building. Brock Knowledge, baby.
I swear, boy, you look just a little more like your dinner and day there, boy.
Brock Knowledge, baby. Brock Knowledge, baby. Brock Knowledge.
Now I just picture the LeBron meme with the durag.
Yeah.
I don't care if it's Brock Knowledge, Lock Knowledge, Loch Ness Monster. Somebody getting these points scored on them. So... You got another question?
Before yes. I go into okay, the so go ahead. I saw on the story.
I saw. You. Oh,
I just turned around.
Welcome back. Welcome back, Rand.
Welcome back. Using his smoke jutsu over there.
Go ahead, man.
The WWE, the headquarters.
The WWE.
Oh, yeah.
The headquarters.
Oh, yeah. So
that's
I
right.
saw you said.
Ask about that. Good memory.
So Vlad got memory. You in, right?
Sort of.
Headquarters.
I didn't want to put on blast the person who actually got me in.
Okay, well, I put his name out there already.
His name rhymes with Vince McMahon. No, I'm just kidding. No.
Chance
actually,
McFan.
Okay,
shout out Chance McFan.
Chance McFan. Whoever you are. All right, it wasn't Vlad, but Vlad got me in the second half of my tour, which was really dope. First half, a guy named Craig Schuster. Nobody knows him. Not to say that he's not notable.
But hey, friend of the show.
But he's a up-up-down-down producer.
Oh, yeah.
And,
man?
And he, originally I asked the guys I know, Sean and another guy named Brian.
Isn't that Jushin?
Yeah, yeah, we've met. Yeah. I think we've met Sean at some point.
Yeah.
You
say Jushin?
Yeah.
As in Thunder Liger?
It's his Twitter handle.
He uses
like
that on
Jushin something, yeah.
No. Not.
You say Jushin?
Yeah, yeah, no. I
know. He's like the only
Jushin. It's just crazy now the fact of where we're at that you're like, you actually have to question that. You're like, wait a second. Did you actually
You
mean?
Know Liger? He got you in there. So here's what happened. So I hit up Brian, like, yo, I'm be in town, and we actually had a day off. It was the dopest scheduled day off. Like, it worked perfectly. And we played, what's that town in Connecticut?
Stamford?
Not Stamford. There's only one in Connecticut.
Westchester?
No.
New Haven.
Where Yale is.
Connecticut is just a road.
West Newberry. That's where John Cena hangs out.
You're in Stamford.
So, yeah.
Connecticut is Stamford.
And the way to New York is through Stamford. Yeah. So you can see the building from the highway and all that. So I was like, yo, you think we can stop by? He's like, I won't be there, but here's Craig. He'll get you in.
Mm.
And sure enough, we
friend
got to
the
door.
Another friend of the friend of
and,
the show.
And those guys
Robinson.
Looked out, man. Shout out to Craig Schuster who got me in. He didn't have – I don't have him friended on Facebook, so I couldn't tag him. So but he got us in. We walked around. We saw the gym, like the cool 80s-looking gym. I don't know if you ever seen it in the vignettes.
Yeah.
Really dope. Couldn't take any photos or stuff, but it was dope. I didn't get any, like, secret stories. Yeah.
Right, no photos while you're just walking around the hall and shit like that.
Yeah,
right,
yeah.
Just only in designated
areas. Designated areas. Like, in the lobby, they got a Ric Flair statue. You could take a picture of that.
And I saw you took a picture in, like, the up, up, down, down.
Yeah, yeah. So their office is across the street. So we walked over there for that. And then I hit up Vlad, like, yo, he said you were in the other building. Is this the building you're in? He's like, no, I'm in the studio building, which is like two blocks down. And it's this dope.
Damn, so WWE just
studio.
Owned everything in like a 3-4 block
they
radius?
They got like a complex.
They are Stamford.
They got their own Disneyland.
The mayor's there. The governor of Connecticut.
That's the main reason that Stamford is there, right? For WWE headquarters.
Yeah, they own it. So I walk in there and Vlad's like, yo, this is going to be a boring tour. And I was like, why do you say that? He's like, because it's all boring sound stuff. I was like, man, get out of here. Right. So the first place we walk in is an empty room. And he was like, Doug, I kind of get chills in this room. I was like, wow. He's like, this used to be Jim Johnson's studio.
Wow.
He's like, but he just got let go. And he's been coming in, taking things out every day. And his big board is still there.
Yeah, he was at StarCast, too.
Yeah. His big SSL board is still there. Moving in a new direction.
CFOs.
They
really
want them 808s.
They got the CFOs with the 808s.
They need them 808s.
No,
I mean, he's done legendary stuff. So he's Vlad's like, yo, this is the room.
So he said it was a boring tour, but that's the first place he took you.
Yeah.
Right.
But because it was empty, probably, he thought. I was like, but the history that's been made in this room. He's like, yeah, he made Undertaker's theme on that organ back there. Jeez. He made, you know what I mean, Stone Cold's theme right here. And he showed me a spot on the ground. He's like, yo, this is... He's like, you see these little like dots in the ground?
Yeah.
And little dots in the woods. Yeah. And I was like, what's this? He's like, these are Lil' Kim's high heels from the day that Lil' Kim came in to record. Lil' Kim, and I didn't even know this, Lil' Kim does Stephanie McMahon's music. Did you know that?
Hold up. Which version?
The newest one?
I remember the one that started, like, the one that was like, I'm all grown up. Is it that one?
Maybe.
I did not know Lil' Kim did that.
So Lil' Kim did Stephanie's music. And the whole time she was in there, she had a high heel. She was tapping to catch the beat.
Yeah.
And she like put all these dents in the floor.
Wow.
And so
That's cool. I thought that was cool. That's like a pop-up video moment.
I thought so.
Yeah.
Stuff I couldn't take pictures of. The chair from King of the Ring was just like sitting there. They're like, maybe they were using it.
Just chilling.
It was like the green screen room. And
you couldn't sit in the chair?
Nah, I couldn't sit in the chair. Like, let me see this. And you just break it.
Damn. I guess I'm the king now.
So the tour was super dope. But, like, again, it was stuff that maybe, like, most people wouldn't find fun. Like, we went into another office and they're like, oh, we translate the WWE to Spanish. So we watch this and we know Spanish. So we type in what's going to be said in Spanish.
Jesus, man, this is like a whole fucking experience.
Yeah. And like, so that's why I said in my post, like, it was just dope to see how this company runs and how big it is.
Yeah, how it operates.
There's an entire floor dedicated to like YouTube.
I mean, the crazy thing is like,
it's nuts.
That's how it was when we went to Funimation. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not like you go into Funimation and it's like you turn into a fucking cartoon people character or something. Right, no. It was like people at cubicles and we went in a room and they're like, oh yeah, we're like dubbing and recording vocals right now. Like, it's just you see how the machine works.
So it was dope seeing Vlad like in his element. He was like, yo, I sit at this computer all day, so it's pretty boring for me. I was like, but what are you doing on this computer? He's like, I sync up any piece of music that ever plays during WWE programming. And I make sure that that person who made that music gets paid. So I write down the timestamp, okay, from 0 seconds to 15
it's
seconds.
All royalties, man.
We played this to make sure that person gets paid.
Yeah.
And he's like, my computer has the entire digital database of WWE. He's like, so if there's ever a moment you want to see in wrestling, tell me and I'll type it in right now.
Wow.
And I was like the Matrix, ever?
That's the like Matrix. Terabytes of info.
I was like, okay, give me... when the NWO invasion happened.
Give me the current call.
96. And he's like, all right, pulls it up. And he's like, which camera angle you want? You want hard cam? You want underneath? I was like, yo, this is crazy. So he's got, terabytes of info. He's like, I'll pull up July 4th, you in the rap battle, like right here, boom. And this camera was just watching you. So here's a camera just on you. I was like, oh, snap.
Can I get a bootleg of that?
So let me ask you this.
How
does it feel to know that you are in the archives of the WWE?
You're canon.
From now to infinity. I didn't even think about that.
You're canon.
Forever.
See what you did there, sir.
Yeah, because I told you when that happened, I'm like, yeah, man, you're going to be on the network. So if you're on the network, you're just,
I'm in the history books.
You were in commercials.
until I dropped the M-bomb and then they'd start bleeping me out.
No.
Well, that was the crazy thing is that, like, you were on there for a couple weeks because every time, like, the next week and then they recap.
Yeah,
or what happened.
That's true. That was a highlight for a couple weeks.
Oh, yeah. That's super dope.
It was awesome, man. Yes. Shout out to those guys. So if y'all ever with me on the East Coast, we got to do this. I'm sure they'll let us come through. So
Shout out to Vlad.
So let me know. Vlad and Craig, thank you.
He be retweeting my morning inspiration on Twitter. So shout out to Vlad.
Vlad's a good dude.
We're going to let y'all mate maniacs know, okay? This type of content will soon be going to the Patreon.
Oh, no, this is strictly Patreon. I'm cutting this out of the episode.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm just playing.
But I'm saying, y'all know. Like, there's lots more to come, guys. So really got to jump on the Patreon.
Those real stories.
Have a taste of what we're going to be getting into this year.
Patreon.com/MattManiaPodcast. hit us up. Even throw us a dollar, that goes a long way.
Hey, yo, Ren.
Yeah.
Since we shouting out just like all your people or whatever and the ones that's doing like dope shit, did you see that, did you see Jason Ayers post about
Jason's
it?
What was he producing doing at, now?
He's yeah, doing, like at 205 Live?
What he's in he? The truck for 205.
He was in the suit.
Yeah.
He ain't had no stripes on.
Wow. Dang. So shout out to Jason. Yeah, so I was like, wait, way. Is he? So he's also still reffing on SmackDown, right?
Yeah. Yeah. This was for 205.
But he's producing for 205. Mm. I like what's happening. We'll get into some wrestling, obviously, at some point. Yeah. But I like what's happening where they're kind of intermingling 205 with Raw yeah. and SmackDown.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of that. When I saw Drake Maverick come out with AOP, I was like, who's this dude?
They need to if they want like, if they okay. want that brand to like get some like solid like buzz behind it.
Right. Leo so Rush coming out.
I didn't even know he was producing. That makes more sense. I thought that because I didn't watch 205 Live and I know that they had Wale on there that time the so I thought that's commentary. What yeah, I thought that's what Jason
thought
was doing.
Was
I
doing
thought
commentary?
Jason was doing commentary. I didn't know.
Yeah, I guess he could be, but that would be weird to have a ref just doing commentary. Yeah, he calls it right down the middle there. Yep, yep, that's how he did.
I mean, hey, moving up.
He's that's like, a I'm great going- two count. That was the best two count I ever seen. Look at the torque on the shoulder. Look at the torque.
The torque.
Jace, I think you can do it, man.
Shout out to Jason, man. He is doing dope things. He's learning the other side of the business, which is really dope.
Yeah.
Right.
And I think that's what everybody should
talk
do.
About working his way up.
All of us should yeah, be yeah, always, yeah. even as musicians, whatever we do, always look to learn more and get on the other side
hell
as much
yeah,
as you can.
Man.
You know, his post was just like, if I could tell 10-year-old me, you know, that I'd be doing this right now. Mm-hmm. It's just crazy.
Dope, man. And, honestly, and don't think it's an overnight story. Like, he's been doing this 20-something years yeah. as a ref, like, working hard. And
traveling, boom. Busting his ass.
Nipsey Hussle is a really good example of that.
Yes.
Working.
Nipsey's
you know,
the
working
ultimate.
His way
working his way up.
From the bottom, and now he's on the inside.
That's dope.
You know
man.
What I'm saying? Doing
I always
thing,
love
so.
To see stories like that, man. Yeah. Right. Shout out to Nipsey. All right, so if there are no more questions, I want to.
Yeah, Dave.
Let's put some things over. You interviewing?
Excuse me for trying to. Catch up with my friends.
No, it's fine. That was good. I'm glad we did that on air. We did drive over here together. You were saving those. Huh?
Mm. He knew what he was doing.
I know content when I hear it. Ah. When I think it.
So dig it. Let's put some things over.
Let's
I know what I got,
it.
But I've been talking a lot. So somebody else. Rock.
I'm actually gonna just put over. Mike.
Yeah, your mic's out. Yeah,
mic's
what's going on?
Sorry, man.
We back?
Mike sounds nice.
Hey, I'm back.
I guess because he's only. I don't have headphones.
Brock
on,
Knowledge
so
is back.
Know.
My put over for the week is actually a broad put over. Just 90s R&B.
Ooh.
I've definitely been in my 90s R&B bag for a minute.
Girl,
just and I realize I have the same fondness for 90s R&B that I have for 90s hip hop.
Is that 90s R&B for you, Neo?
Fine.
Wow. That was that public announcement?
Fine.
Give me that honey line.
No, there's some like great
some
great,
like jams.
Man.
We play a lot of 90s music when we wake up in the morning.
Yeah.
Spotify playlist. 702 Steelo came on today.
Oh, man. 702
was like,
fire,
yo,
bro.
This is dope.
702 was dope. Man, Changing Faces was dope.
90s mm-hmm. playlist is for when you wake up on the weekend and you got to clean up. That's
that
clean
true.
I believe that, yeah.
Even true. Like the earlier 90s stuff with like SWV, Escape. Mm-hmm. Man, John B. got some fire mm-hmm. joints, fam.
True.
Yo, what is your like favorite
90s R&B?
What is like one of your favorite 90s R&B joints?
I still love SWV anything.
Okay.
Especially the version with the Woo.
Of course.
Mm. Oh, dirty.
It's hard.
Ass, yeah. SWV, I like all the SWV joints though.
Yeah,
Week is dope too.
Oh, Week is.
Yeah. There's so many good ones in the
90s. They had a fire one on the Above the Rim soundtrack too. They had a joint on the
Which
Above the Rim.
Was
it was like
that?
The second song on the CD.
I thought it was anything, or did they have another one?
I thought it was another one, I thought. I didn't think it was one of their like album cuts. I thought it was something separate.
Okay.
Yeah.
They did that
That's
other
a great
one
soundtrack,
too. They
by
did
the way.
Downtown,
it's a good movie.
Right, too.
Above the Rim?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and the soundtrack is top notch.
Truth.
Yeah. There's some shit on there.
That may be the first time I really gave Tupac a listen. Cause
he's on the
Pain, the Thug yep, Life joint.
Thug Life joint.
And I was like, this Thug Life guy
he
sounds a lot
the
like
shit
Tupac.
Out of Bertie Mac. He sliced the shit out of Bertie Mac.
Oh, Bertie was a G.
He like took a
Bertie
took that razor blade out of his mouth yep. and just
sliced him up.
Talking 90s R&B. Got to remember
Marlon
Drew
Wayne
Hill
shot him.
Oh, Drew
yo,
Hill, of course.
Shout out to Drew Hill.
Drew Hill,
they got some
of course.
Classics.
112 came out in the end of the 90s.
I was a big Randy fan.
course. Monica. Yeah,
I was a big Brandy, like Monica Brandy. Fan.
Mint Condition.
Mm. R&B so was different stuff. Then, man.
It was, man. Different. And I hate to be that old dude to be like, you tell the kids, Ren.
I'm always
there's the old really not, it doesn't R&B does not sound like that today. Like it just maybe no, it you can find a
can't get it where, up to this music.
Let me make a point real quick. That's crazy that we can even say it, but it's like our parents would say, you know how
you be talking about butts
the same shit.
No, but it is the same stuff. And it's like, how can it get worse? It's like there are
this got worse.
There like are, 70s soul.
Their R&B was talking shit.
Yeah.
Yo. Their R&B was talking about making love, and then R&B was talking about fucking. But compared to R&B now, R&B was talking about making love. Because they talking about fucking on the radio. Girl,
nothing wrong. Yeah, they talking about fucking. I remember fucking when I heard SWV's Downtown. And I was like, yo, this is so nasty. Oh, my God. And then I heard Next, Too Close. I was like, yo, this is so nasty.
That's like that little skit on the Total album, if you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, my God.
Right. Now you, hear some Chris Brown on
now
the radio.
It's like, yo, they're just like step-by-step instructions.
Right.
First I put it in your butthole. Yeah. it's like straight to the point.
He's like crooning, so it's okay. It's and acceptable. It's
very
like,
auto-tuned.
Right. You
taught a generation about eating booty.
Yeah. Like, that is not true. Something that this generation should be proud of. Y'all really made
y'all started popular. The eating booty. Yo, did y'all hear LeBron eats booty?
You know what, man?
He told you?
Yeah.
No. He's. Look. I'll tell you how it came out.
Wait, okay.
How did the conversation between you and him happen?
I was talking to Brian, right? No, I'm just kidding.
We was in the bathroom, and I overheard. Texting.
Me and Brian. No, he was on Ellen, and I didn't see it, but I saw the headline.
On Ellen, he told her?
Oh. He kind of did it by accident.
Ellen eats booty.
He had
facts.
Portia de Rossi.
Facts.
Yeah, I
so
it.
She can only eat so many things.
They
so.
Had it's a game they were playing. Like, guess what the thing is? We're gonna blindfold
the VR deal,
and we're gonna put a thing on you.
Oh,
not VR, but we're gonna blindfold you and put a thing near you and see if you know what it is.
And
they started rubbing it
hole.
On his face, and it was a kiwi. And they put it on his face, and he guessed it, and he was like,
"Booty."
All right, kiwi. And they were like, "How did you know?" He's like, "Well, first I thought." That's got to be a butt. And then, butt! And then he's like, well, this is daytime TV. They wouldn't do that to me. So I thought kiwi. But if it was a butt, you know, I wouldn't be mad.
This ain't BET After Hours.
I'm saying that ain't mean that he was eating a butt. That just mean like a butt has like a light fuzz on it.
No, that means that he's had his face is regularly.
Ain't nothing wrong with having a butt by your face.
Type of butt cheek.
That don't mean a butthole is...
Well, he's that's
in
true.
In your mouth.
That's a good point.
Maybe
I don't know if
he's. Maybe he's driving to the hole, fam.
Hey!
Basketballs.
Basketballs.
Sports games.
Speaking of sports balls.
Sports balls.
Shout out to Kawhi Leonard, the robot representative of Kawhi Leonard, who attempting to laugh this week.
The Kawhi clone?
Kawhi Bot 3000.
Like, maybe that should be the audio sound.
I'm telling you, man. Toronto has got to, like, be hating their life because they realize this dude doesn't want to be here to begin with. He's going to leave next year. And then on his like media day, he gets asked like questions and he just sounds like he's like so monotone. You're like, has he ever been media trained? And then this noise comes out of him when he's trying to laugh.
Some warble garble.
He said, I'm a fun guy. And then he made
well, we got to get through the putovers.
We'll get to it. I'm going to have it queued up.
Yeah, we're going to play.
Teak, what are you putting over?
I'm gonna put over this album called Orpheus versus the Sirens by Brownsville Kai and Animos. Animos is a producer who also works with Rock Marciano a lot.
What's the title again?
Orpheus versus the Sirens.
Mm. Okay.
Their group together is called Hermit and the Recluse. Is what their album is called, is like a play on words because a hermit and a recluse is the same thing. So,
gotcha.
And it's dope because it's just it's like real smart rap. Like we were talking about Lupe earlier, and how you were saying like Lupe is like dense, a lot of words, a lot of stuff that you gotta sit and listen through. That's how this was.
Really strip through the lyrics.
It's also like not a lot of drums or whatever, so it's just like a lot of like samples and loops. That he's rapping on, but he's rapping about like Greek mythology and a story of Orpheus and the Argonauts, which Orpheus was like the dude who did the music so that the ships wouldn't crash from the sirens.
Oh, okay.
So he's basically like his story of how he's doing music and, you know, the sirens is like bullshit in the street and stuff like that. So oh, it's dope. Like Greek mythology flipped on some street
with
shit.
Like current day street. Mm. That's dope.
Yeah.
He brought it to the modern era, so to speak.
Yeah, and since I've been listening to it, I've just been stuck on it. So I've been saying, like, it's one of my album of the year contenders.
You did just tell actually, me that, so I need
I actually to. Just bought it. I'm waiting for it to come in the mail now. So that shit's dope.
Word. I'm going to get on that because I've been, you told me about it and I slept on it. But I did add it as a favorite on Spotify. So I'm going to get on it. And it's coming soon. So I'll put over something.
Yeah.
All right. I only played it for about 2 hours, but yo, game of the year. Spider-Man PS4. This thing is like Grand Theft Auto, but in the Marvel universe, which is crazy. Like,
really?
To think about that. Yeah. This You're open, in New York
open
City.
World.
Open world. You know, for the beginning, you follow stuff, but you can still go do whatever you want. Go solve a crime. Go, you know, help somebody. my one knock, and it's not really a knock because the game is excellent. It's just that in today's climate, helping the cops a whole lot just seems a little weird. I don't know. Maybe it's just me being silly, but.
And is that what your job
Spidey's
is?
Spidey's basically missions? The feds in this thing. Like, oh, you know what I'm saying? So, like, it's cool, but yeah, he's like definitely working directly with the cops on like what's happening. And it's cool because that's what Spider-Man would do. But for this climate, it just seems weird.
That is weird.
Oh, it's great, though. Like, the game's amazing.
Where's the kick-ass video game? Did they ever make one?
No,
oh, man,
but good news so though good. Is that they said that this game, since it's been so successful, it's sold like 3 million copies in a week.
Honestly, like people just hyped the shit out of it.
Everybody's talking about this.
Yeah,
game
it had a lots media. Of wind.
Well, I'm
lots
sorry,
of wind.
People love Spider-Man. Like he's like,
didn't they do
the
like
most?
A,
oh yeah,
he's Spider-Man, the most like acceptable
PS4 or something. Is it like a, or a special edition console you could buy?
Yeah,
or what was it? PS4 or
Evil
an Xbox?
Console. It was PS4.
You know, it looked like Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm. Spider-Man is the biggest face in the Marvel universe.
Yes, that's he? Why they keep yeah. redoing the movies. That's why they
especially
keep
Tom Holland as Spider-Man.
You're thinking MODOK.
Which
I don't know who that is.
Especially Tom Holland, which is what everything is based off of right now. So the game is based off that Spider-Man, right?
Well, loosely. It's a different actor, but the face is kind of similar.
Do you actually fight like Spider-Man villains?
Oh yeah. I just fought the Shocker. Okay. Started off with Kingpin, you put him in jail and then you gotta figure out the rest of the stuff.
Like you gotta beat up the human before you beat up the mutants.
Does he look like
yeah, I was gonna any? Say, are they based off the movie? Or TV what are they based off of? Like is the Rhino from the movie?
No. The movie? What movie was Rhino in?
Amazing Spider-Man 2. Like, he was
that
in
was
that
trash.
Robot suit.
Yeah, he was in a robot
suit. He was in a robot suit.
About that.
Vulture in it?
I ain't got there yet, but I'm sure they got all of them. So, in the beginning, it's a weird side story. Like, it's definitely, like, comic adjacent, but not the current movie universe. So, he's working with Dr. Octavius and, like, building
that's
stuff.
Fake.
So, it's like, eventually something's going to happen. Norman Osborn is mayor. J. Jonah Jameson left the Daily Bugle. I was about to say Planet. And now he's like, he's got like a talk show where he just talks trash about Spider-Man.
Oh,
so you
wow,
can like listen
crazy.
To it while you. So it's an alternate world, which is really dope. So it's not like interfering with the movies. But they said that this is going to be the first game in the Marvel gaming universe.
Oh, here they
so
go. They're going
to
take over.
They're
games
about
now.
To start. They're about to start now. Once this game's sold, they're like,
so,
DLC, we're in.
So a connected DLC. Game universe.
So, yeah, now they're going to make another probably Iron Man.
How stupid is that?
And then, how's
is
that
it?
Stupid?
Is it, though?
Well, they're making kind of like this game called Anthem, which, when looking at it, makes you feel like, oh, they can make an Iron Man game or Magneto or whatever.
True.
I mean,
true.
What I'm saying, like, what makes that different from a Call of Duty or something? Because if you're saying, like, oh, we're going to make this interconnected universe the same way that the movie universe is, where you basically feel like at a certain point you have to see every movie to know what's going on. So you're going to keep on buying every game?
Yes.
Every year that they put out?
But this is not like, oh, Call of Duty 1, Call of Duty Black Ops, Call of Duty Red, Green, and Blue
Ops.
This
is like a new game every
this
time.
This is Spider-Man, like, Iron Man, Black Panther, Captain America, you know, wow. Avengers. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I think I would definitely mess with that. And they'll be like, oh, remember that building you blew up on level 2 in Spider-Man? Well, that was connected to this game. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, but they could just do like cool. They could just do like a new Marvel Alliance game or something like that or whatever instead of having instead of doing a bunch of separate games, because who wants the Black Widow game? I'm just asking who wants
Marvel don't care about Black Widow. Marvel don't care about Black Widow. They would have made a movie 5 years ago.
It's coming. Black Widow movie? 2020, I believe.
It's taking too long.
ScarJo's son.
Yeah.
I mean, I would have definitely wanted to see that. They should have put that out, and that would have snuffed out Wonder Woman. That, all the hype.
And honestly, they could have made that movie more in line with the Marvel TV show that they have.
True. True.
Shield. Yeah, the Shield. Agents of Shield.
Yeah, because she would have been. She'd have fit in perfect with that.
She would have. Yeah.
Did y'all hear that? There. Fuck this mic. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did y'all? I'm glad I put headphones on so that I can know when
you know
I'm
when you
up.
Hear yourself. Yeah.
For the streaming app, they're doing
for the Marvel streaming app.
Yeah, they're doing series.
Isn't it
for
Disney?
Like they already Loki is going to get his own series.
Oh, cool.
Nice. Is it talking, actually going to be homie? That
yeah, it's going to be him. Oh, so dope. It's going to have to take some place between.
Cumberbund.
That's Doc Strange.
Yeah, that's Strange.
Cumberbund. I forget.
Loki is who?
Loki is. He's got another long name.
I was going to say Tom Holland, but it's not.
No, man. Not. Tom Holland ain't everybody.
What is Loki's real
name? He's everybody.
It's going to bother me. Hey, real quick question, since we're talking comics, it just popped into my head. Who would win in a fight? The X-Men or the Avengers?
The X-Men, man.
Got to be X-Men.
The X-Men is going to win.
Anybody with Wolverine, that's where my money is.
Avengers.
But then again, does Wolverine show up? You know what I mean? He might not even show up
Avengers
in that fight.
Avengers will work him.
But would they?
Avengers got a Hulk, man.
They
Hulk
got
would
a Hulk.
Wax everybody.
Yeah.
Nah, man. I've seen Hulk versus Wolverine before.
It was fire.
And
it don't
work out good for the Hulk.
It did.
Yeah, but I've also read comics where Hulk beat the shit out of Wolverine until he was brain dead and couldn't regenerate anymore.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen lots of them.
So it's happened both ways.
It goes back and forth.
Yeah. What's funny is
and Wolverine's actually, died a bunch of times and came back a bunch of times. So
I've seen true. Like this one where Hulk's like splits him in half.
That's the animated.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then he like
and he just
him.
Comes right
and
back.
No,
oh!
No, he did that to Deadpool,
like,
didn't he?
The mountain to find his legs.
Are you sure?
Something like that.
I think it happened.
It
Deadpool
was one of the movies.
That's the animated.
Was
one.
In the animated.
Was,
one with
I got that on DVD.
Yeah, he got
Hulk
ripped
versus
in half.
Thor. It was the first part, and then it was Hulk versus Wolverine.
Yeah, in the snow, right?
Yeah,
that was
yeah in the snow.
Yeah, Wolverine finds him, and he's Bruce Banner, and then he gets freaked out, and then.
Well, no, didn't Wolverine like? Wasn't he looking for Sabretooth? Isn't that how he found?
No, he got
in the snow.
He got hired to find the Hulk.
Okay.
That's what it was.
And I think Sabretooth intercepted.
Yeah, Sabretooth.
Yeah, I'm like, if it's snow, Sabretooth is there too.
Shenanigans with Sabretooth.
Did you know Wolverine's first mission was? Of course, it was in the snow. Do you know who he was looking for?
Omega
his
Red?
First mission. No, close enough. Yeah. Sabretooth and somebody were fighting.
Was it Captain
and he had to break it up.
Canada?
No.
I forget. There's
no, but I saw
Canadian.
That when are you talking about that
though.
Canadian?
Yeah, like because he was part of
the
Canadian Avengers.
The Hulk?
He's
it's like
trash.
A hairy
no,
dude that's
Wendigo.
Supposed to be like the...
Wendigo. Was it Wendigo? Yeah, Wendigo. So Wendigo and Sabretooth are fighting and Wolverine's called to break it up. That was like his first mission. In Canada. That's how he meets. Yeah, as that's how he meets.
Oh, yeah, that's the guy who I'm talking about. He was on the Weapon X team. Isn't that what that team is called, or is it a different name? The team that Wolverine was on, because Wolverine was Weapon X on a team called
what? Called? I don't remember.
Because it had that dude who was like the Hulk, who was like a Yeti.
Uh-huh. And they had like, a girl.
Yeah, and they had like a cannonball dude or something.
Yeah.
That guy was Canadian.
We're talking about Canadians. Alpha
Flight.
Yeah, Alpha
Flight.
I think it was Alpha
Flight. Is it an Alpha Flight? Those guys are in Alpha Flight.
Yeah, they were trash.
That was Wolverine's
like
first
Canadian
squad.
Avengers that
Canadian
feared,
Avengers.
That nobody
rocked with them.
What if there was like an Avengers team in every country, like a Mexican Avengers,
yo,
a Brazilian Avengers?
That'd be dope.
A Japanese
well,
Avenger,
they got a,
German
that
Avenger.
That would be dope.
They got a UK one, don't they?
They
got
to protect UK one. They do. Their country.
Excalibur is the British one with Captain Britain.
Yeah, Captain Britain, yeah.
Who wins on all the... Never mind. I don't want to go on a tangent.
All this right, is now an X-Men podcast.
We got to go back. Britain is garbage, though. Yeah. Captain Britain's
I will say.
Oh, yeah. Nobody, none of them is going to be as good as the original. They're all going to be like knockoffs.
Yeah.
Tom Hiddleston is
Hiddleston.
Loki.
It was a Tom.
British cat.
Oh, yeah. So back to that. No, go ahead.
Speaking of X-Men.
Yes.
Mega Ran will do an X-Men rap.
Omega
Ran. Oh, yeah, yo.
So that's happening.
So this happened today.
Are you going to go by Omega
I was
Ran?
Like... He kept going. He kept digging into this hole, and he dug himself into a hole.
I dug myself into
Worked himself into a shoe.
So today,
rap on X-Men,
somebody, man. Yeah, somebody decided. This has been like my most retweeted thing in a long time. I'm really surprised
because nobody does it.
Pablo Torre said, how come nobody has rapped over the X-Men theme song
yet? And then he said,
I said, challenge accepted is what I said. And then I went to the studio today.
Should I play a little bit of it? Give me a little tidbit.
You went to the studio today and tried to?
How was it? I did. Should I play a little bit?
I want to hear it.
Was it going good?
Even if they don't get it, I want to hear it afterwards.
Yeah, I'll let everybody hear it later. But okay. I'll play a little bit of it. Let's see. That's it.
We'll just cut this out.
Listen to the beat, though. The beat's crazy. They take the old sample and then like kind of update it.
Oh, see, so you rapped over a remix.
You shit. Had to do it. The 90s are back.
Mecca. Frame. That could be a banger with like some like trap bait, some trap beats. All right, that's too much.
Okay, that's all you get.
Wait, that's not too much. If that's finished, email that to me.
We got a verse on
that? I'm gonna email it. Yeah.
I want that.
I'm gonna send it to you. This is gonna be fire. So this just gave me another idea.
Is that something new that you're gonna do?
I might do like '90s cartoon themes.
Cartoon themes now.
If I can find cool beats
for Patreon. Only.
Rugrats.
Rugrats. Somebody said Animaniacs. Biker Mice from Mars.
I don't know about Biker Mice, man.
Biker Mice from Mars.
You don't know about that, man?
That's a bit of a newer one. I wasn't really into it.
Biker Mice from Mars was fire.
He-Man.
That was when
DuckTales,
they was doing all of the Street Sharks and all of that
Street
stuff.
Sharks. Tailspin. Man.
Ninja Turtles.
Ninja Turtles.
Doug. That's so much Doug.
Yeah, Doug on that like beatbox beat.
So I'm thinking about it. All right, so that'll probably go straight to Patreon. If you're a Patreon sub or you're not, you need to get on it right now.
There you go.
Yeah, so this has been an action-packed 40 minutes already. But we still have one put over.
Anything over
I didn't forget about you.
I'm gonna.
What you putting over?
I'm going to brother softly over here. If you guys are in Phoenix, Arizona, the New Times just put out the 2018 Best of Phoenix.
Best of Phoenix.
40th annual. And I just want to shout out good brother Teak Hall, who is, yes?
Wait, I'm in there?
Yeah, guy. Best rapper in Phoenix.
Bullshit.
Did you not know?
Well, I'm reading this right
now. I'll read the article here.
You seriously didn't know?
Rapper Teak Hall.
Yo, he's in there.
Turned 33 in January.
Okay, read it.
All right, so rapper Teak Hall turned 33 in January, so he threw a big party at the Rebel Lounge. I was there. but it was those who attended who received the real present. The Detroit native shared his latest album, The Living Daylights, which was produced by Charlie Mumble. Shout out to Charlie.
Charlie and him.
Charlie going out on him. One of Arizona's,
Charlie's hanging out.
One of Arizona's hottest producers and features collaboration with Open Mike Eagle and Megaron.
Hey, that's me.
Lee Booker. Hall is also a co-host for their wrestling podcast, Matt Mania.
Matt Mania, brother.
Yeah.
Hall's latest efforts.
Rep the brand.
Way to put us over.
I like how I keep saying Hall's latest efforts, like kind of like one of those outsiders.
I don't know, like Scott Hall?
Yeah. Hall's latest effort is chock full of clever pop culture references, personal lyrics, and sharp rhymes that skewer his contemporaries. The Valley's hip-hop scene already has a talent, but The Living Daylights is sure to bring it to recognition it so richly deserves. So shout out to you, my man. I am brothering so softly for best rapper in Phoenix, Arizona.
He can't believe it.
Yo, I don't believe it.
He's dumbfounded.
That's crazy. Where's my plaque?
Why you Photoshop this, Dave? Why'd you make this fake book?
If I brother softly.
I don't know.
Why'd you make this fake New Times book just to fool him?
Look at that thing.
He made a whole fake book.
You know how many rings
just
that
to
is?
Trick him.
Look at all those.
That had to take.
Can I have this one?
Days.
Absolutely.
Teak, how do you feel?
How do you feel, man? Best rapper in Phoenix.
Yeah!
Feeling his smiling, man.
Yo,
I love
that the villain no more, dog.
The villain smiles, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow, that's totally not kayfabe.
Wow, I like how that happened on kayfabe. Air, and he didn't even know.
I didn't know. I didn't even know this was out.
So you didn't that's check your dope. Phone, okay?
Bro, he texted it us the picture, dog.
No, I didn't get. All I'm getting in the message, I got like a sheesh, and like I get like. I got y'all reactions that I guess was from this, but I didn't.
You're not getting the pictures.
I didn't get this. No,
the sheesh was not for that. Oh my gosh, that was
that was
on a
shuri.
Oh, yeah.
Show you
this morning.
That.
I got that one. But I didn't get. Oh, okay, didn't.
But yeah, man.
Wait, so you're not getting? Man, your phone sucks.
It like, is. You didn't see the I think I need to.
Are you just not getting like?
No, I think media. I need to delete some stuff. Yeah, I think I'm not getting all the media because there was a few text messages that like it'll say that it didn't deliver. Like, start, so yeah, I never
start
I
deleting. I don't know.
I didn't yeah, see this. So yeah, this was all like.
Bruh, this is all like, you. That's live. You. We got you're the doing live it. Reaction.
They got the live reaction, you're but I was going to say
that right on the Matt Mania Instagram.
That's yeah. the other one.
What I was going to say is that, Ram, remember I said I was talking shit about this on Facebook?
You just talked about it today. That's why I was like, I thought
no, not I today. He knew. Not today. Remember when I said the one where I was like, oh, how do they not have the best rapper category?
Because
when I
was talking about it. They already decide that.
They are.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the thing. Like, it was Reader's Choice, which is a different thing.
Yeah.
They don't do... For rapper, they don't do like
yeah,
votes.
But what is this one? Is this not Reader's Choice?
Best of Phoenix. Best of Phoenix,
that's decided by the editors of the yeah. book. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Not yeah. like by the people.
And that's the other thing. Like the Living Daylights was a really good album. Still got Artist Submission out there too.
Yeah.
And the number one headband, which is true. Like you know, just like a fire album. So go to tcall dot Bandcamp.
Yeah. Yeah. You can just search me on Bandcamp. You can also Bandcamp. Search me on Spotify.
Yes, sir.
tcall.
So shout out to you.
Yeah, go follow me that's on good. There.
That's
I need more followers and more streams. Go see why I'm the best rapper in Arizona.
Hey,
hey.
Congratulations,
or
man.
At least in Phoenix, it's in the best Phoenix. In Phoenix.
Yeah, congratulations, man. You deserve it.
Damn. Live reaction.
Keep that was grinding, dope. Man. That was dope. I'm keep glad grinding. We got that live.
That was real.
I
time.
Appreciate you, dude.
That's super that's good. Dope. Man,
keep hustling.
All right.
Yeah.
Word.
So then again, brothering softly.
Lively.
So
up in here.
Great job putting him over and saving yeah. that for last.
Yeah.
That was really well done. So let's get into some wrestling.
All day.
Wait, there was ding, something ding, ding. Else. Nah, let's just talk wrestling.
Okay.
All right. So full disclosure, I didn't see SmackDown. So I'll let y'all talk about okay. SmackDown.
I, wait, can I ask one more thing?
Of course.
Just last thing before we get into
yo,
wrestling.
Yo, the New Times ain't even like tag me in this on Facebook or Twitter your boy, or Instagram your
boy
or,
got came out today.
Or anything.
Give them yeah. a chance tomorrow.
Anything. I didn't
they
know.
They got 80 people. To everything in there was like a best of, so they can yeah. tag everybody.
Yeah, man.
I guess.
Thank you. Thank
there you go. You're welcome.
Even better.
You deserve it. You deserve it. Clap, 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 clap. One thing that has been sparking internets and Twitters is this new cosplay that's happening. I'm not sure if you guys
what is
follow
the cosplay?
It. It's called Bowsette. Have you guys seen that?
Ah.
So it's like ladies cosplaying cosplaying as Bowser.
So Bowsette is not a real thing.
Kind of
this is just
watching,
something
bro.
People made it up.
Right. So they take a Bowser,
mm-hmm.
gender bent it. And then now ladies
how
are
did
now
this get viral. Like how
it just
happen?
Happened. Like someone started
I
it.
I thought Nintendo announced it or something.
No,
so Bowsette is not a real thing. It's just
not,
something
not
cosplayers
that I know
made
of,
up.
But I guess people want it to be canon now.
Oh, so but, now they want Bowsette to be in like a Smash or
so
something.
So Matt Maniacs, do you want Bowsette? Let me know. Get at the,
and that's
mean,
the
get
female
Twitter.
Bowsette.
More lady characters yeah. are good and bad lady characters
yeah,
are a good
she's
idea.
Bad guy. So she's like a female
and like
Bowser
a Smash
a
Brothers.
Crown.
I think it's fine because I feel like flip, you know, whatever characters. I heard people were wanting
like
to see
Peach,
like Wow, what is it? Waluigi, yeah, and stuff mm-hmm. like that. Like, who cares? Put those characters in Smash as like free downloadable or you know, pay to download characters or a skin or something
yeah.
to put over Bowser. Like, who cares? Those games are. A bunch of characters yeah. fighting each other.
So, Rock, that's
true.
She's not in a story.
What they're talking about.
And I don't think that they would.
So, this is just
I don't think
someone,
that they should be trying to like, shoehorn that into a story or create a story about that now.
Well, just there's a Luigi, the Waluigi, there's a Wario.
Yeah, like, but they don't
like
have
Princess
games,
Peach,
do they?
But with Bowser features.
Nah. Oh, so horns,
fangs.
This is crazy.
Oh, so is that supposed to be like Bowser and Peach's kid or something?
Well, they didn't
something.
Give any explanation. It was just like.
What do you
hey,
mean?
Dude, the internet just got crazy.
She didn't just get kidnapped all those times for nothing, man.
Hey, she wanted
you know,
it.
You know, oh, yeah, really, right. you know who I really feel bad that. For
she
in the Mario universe?
On her own.
Yo, I feel really, really bad for Toad, fam. I feel really
oh.
bad for Toad.
Now Toad is ruined.
Man,
thanks
Toad
to,
is ruined.
Thanks
I can
to
never
our
be
president.
Toad again in oh, fucking geez. Mario
I used to,
Kart.
I used to be my guy.
He was my guy in Mario, too.
Man, he's so strong. He can take the little bumps, boom, and
boom,
keep going.
Boom.
But what about on in the movie when they turn Toad into a Goomba? The Mario Brothers movie.
Oh, you know, wow.
The infamous
deep
movie.
Deep cut.
Yeah.
Deep cut. That is not a bad movie, though.
And Yoshi was a raptor. Movie.
It's now a cult. I don't know that it's a cult classic. It's a cult movie nowadays. It's like one of those bad good movies is what they call it.
Oh, so true. Anything Nicolas Cage does.
Yeah. But that's the thing.
Oh, man, Nicolas Cage got a new movie out called Mandy.
It's probably
it's
terrible.
It's like a horror movie there.
Yeah, it's like a horror sci-fi
what?
Movie.
He's doing horror
What's your
movies?
Favorite Nick Cage movie?
What's the one where he looks all sad with his face all droopy? Oh, that's all of them. I guess Face Off.
Damn, yeah, Face Off probably would be my
but that's
favorite
like
one.
Legit 20 years
my,
ago.
My favorite
but
one
no,
is...
No, if we're going to say you can't pick Face Off... Probably, does he have one called Nonstop? What's the one where he could, like, see in the future? X-Men. Y'all know what I'm talking about?
National Treasure?
X-Men?
I don't know.
Did you say X-Men?
No, he had one where he was, like, on the run from, like, the National FBI Treasure. Because he could see, he was clairvoyant, and he could see, like...
Fugitive.
60 seconds into the future, but it wasn't Gone,
Gone
in 60
Seconds.
That, see, that's my favorite movie. I like Gone in 60 Seconds.
Y'all didn't really? Like Ghost Rider? Nobody said Ghost Rider?
Oh, Ghost no, Rider was good at the moment, but it was like
it
reflected
was
that it was trash.
I would never go back to it, yeah.
But the second one was way worse.
I like The Rock.
There was a second one?
Yeah, Ghost the Rider
Rock,
Spirit
yeah,
of Vengeance.
Sean Connery.
I didn't know. And one, another
Con
one that's
Air.
Really good.
No, The Rock was dope.
One of them that's really good, it probably doesn't get a lot of credit, is Leaving Las Vegas. If you've never seen that movie.
Oh, yes.
It's super depressing, but it's great.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of depressing ones. I'm looking through. He had a moment in
Con
Kick
Air
Ass.
Was great.
I forgot he was
he
in did, that.
He was the super dad.
Yeah.
He was like the Batman ripoff.
Yeah.
Now time for Kryptonite.
8mm.
That was
good. That was good.
Con Air.
That was weird.
Trespass. Con Air. Mm-hmm. Snake Eyes.
That's in the good. Casino.
Wait, which one was the one where he found the people that was doing the snuff porn?
8mm.
Man, he's got did some crazy shit.
That movie's wild, bro.
This dude's been acting since 83.
You know who I would compare to this guy? It's like
this guy.
Joaquin
this guy.
Phoenix.
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy's crazy like him.
He doesn't
he's about
have,
to be the Joker.
He hasn't had
the
run, yeah.
He doesn't have a run like Cage though.
Yeah.
Man, he just did he's got like 3 movies out this year.
Does he?
He fell in love with a robot.
One of them is a big one. It's called You were never really here, which ironically enough is about
that's okay
child abduction and porn and stuff like that,
so
where he's supposed to be and he's like a guy who goes and
he's a good guy,
yeah, he goes and gets the kids back,
okay,
but like down and dirty and like underworld type stuff, so he's like beating people with hammers and shit.
Damn,
yo,
it's crazy.
Speaking
hammers,
of movies,
yeah.
Speaking of movies, okay. Did y'all catch the second trailer for Creed 2 that dropped?
Yeah,
yeah.
Woo!
Fire.
Somebody
so
should have put
good.
That over.
My mic.
I think he killed the mic.
Yeah, all the mics. Damn,
killed them all.
But yeah, that was such
give me
a
all
good
the Creed
trailer.
Movies, man.
Yo,
I'm gonna need another
it.
One
that,
after this one.
Take my money.
The DMX
that
audio
could be like
that,
our generation,
right?
I think it was new.
I wonder if X is going to have
no, that was not a new song.
Was that one of his?
No, that was an old DMX song.
Was that one of the prayer ones? Like one of his off the later albums?
It was
one
of
the albums he recorded out here.
It was off one of the good three.
Oh, okay. It had to be off number three because it wasn't on the first one. I know.
But yeah, when I heard that, I was like, oh, I know what song that is. That's an old DMX song.
No,
that's
not a new cut. That shit looks fire.
It's, dude, there was a
part. Drago's kid look old.
It looks,
you're talking about when he's in
the knuckles?
Tub and his knuckles.
Yeah, there was
like
a part where his knuckles was. I was like, man, how do you even like? You practicing at that point?
He had
training.
The,
you see how much bigger Drago was compared to him?
Yo.
Yeah, somebody said this. So, and it's crazy because it's just like the other Rocky. Like, you can't fight somebody that big in boxing in the United States.
No.
There's laws. Like, you have to be
like
in a weight
classes.
Class.
Yeah.
So they're going to be fighting in the UK again, just like
when
Rocky.
But once
Rocky
you hit
fought,
heavyweight, that's it. Like, you could be 220 or you could be 320.
Michael B. Jordan is not heavyweight.
Yeah, how heavy? How big do you think Mike?
He's not.
Drago was like a foot taller than him.
Yeah, but his weight that
probably
counts.
Like 100 pounds bigger.
Yeah, that wouldn't fly in the United States. They got to be fighting in the UK.
Okay.
Just like Rocky
gonna
fought.
Be some unsanctioned stuff.
Russia.
Yeah, just like Rocky fought in Russia.
Does Creed win?
Yeah, he's winning.
I mean, if they want
his for his dad, he got to win.
Yeah.
Does he die?
Well, he's got a title that they show him in a. He got
does
a title in the trailer.
He
but at the end of the last movie, he lost, and we saw him lost, so we got to see him win.
But he
true.
Won. He lost, but he won.
Well, he won our
that's,
hearts.
That's how
that
Rocky
was.
Man versus
he lost.
The Rocky blueprint.
Oh, yeah.
Rocky
Creed.
Lost the Creed, and then he went beat him the second time.
And they're not going to have him. They're not going to have him lose to the son of the guy who killed.
They're
his
redoing
dad.
Rocky. Like, so this is going to get. It's our. We should get at least four movies out.
That comes
of this.
Out on Thanksgiving.
We're probably only going to get one more. Sadly, if we're thinking about Stallone, we're probably only going to get
don't
one
say
more.
That, dog.
Don't say that. I thought you were going to say because Michael B. Jordan is going to take the Superman job and then he's going to be too busy.
No, I'm just saying like he might not have it in him to do another
They're
one.
They're probably
after
already
this
writing
one.
It now.
Just you like they, I mean? I think they said that we're not getting any more Stan Lee cameos in the Marvel movies.
Don't say that.
That Stan whichever the a, last one he did in Ragnarok, that was his last one.
They could CGI him.
You want a CGI Stan Lee cameo?
It's 5 seconds of my life. I
wouldn't be mad if I saw Stan Lee pop up in every Marvel movie.
But I'm just saying,
or
that
even
might,
like in print form,
that
or
might be the last
form,
one.
Something like that.
He has a cameo in the Spider-Man game too.
Oh,
which
nice.
I thought was dope.
Nice. He had a cameo in
Excelsior.
Teen Titans, though. I forgot. I told you that.
Yeah, that's right. You did
Stan
tell
Lee
me that.
Yo, how much Teen Titans?
We mentioned Michael B. Jordan possibly being Superman. What kind of backlash do you think there's going to be when that happens?
A black Superman.
I mean, it was just a rumor.
A female Bowser.
Pissed.
Dude,
I don't know if that rage is like real or if the people are just like
hyped.
Oh, they know people are going to talk about it, so they troll it.
Oh yeah, because it's not really a rumor. That's not happening.
It's not going to happen.
They said the same thing about Black Spider-Man.
Henry Cavill was like just basically playing to get more money. Yeah. Like he started the rumor, or maybe his team started the rumor that he could get out so he could get some money.
Well, no, the rumor was like he's going to do other things because he can do other things because y'all not doing a Superman movie right now. Like,
right.
Him no, going to do
out,
other things.
Out. Like, there had to be a rumor that he wasn't going to be.
No,
available.
There were people saying that he was going to be too old to be Superman by the time they got around to doing another Superman movie.
Stop doing
you
Superman.
You can't be Killmonger and Superman, though.
Superman has no. He's not human, so it doesn't even matter what he looks like. So.
Does he age? Does Superman age?
Slowly?
No.
I'm just curious.
Lois would die, and he'd be 20 right. still.
Speaking of not aging, dang, I should have put this over.
Blue Chew.
Really good. No, they're not pandas.
Blue Chew.
You listen to too many podcasts.
It was all over StarCast, dude.
You listen to too many podcasts.
Ew,
man. So there's a show on NBC called Manifest. Just started on Monday. Super dope. I advise everybody to check it
Who's
out.
Sounds good.
No known actors.
It's on
the leading lady was like a singer on YouTube and then turned into actor.
Is it serious, funny?
Aside, no, it's pretty serious. Okay, it's like some supernatural serious stuff. One dude who I remember, it was in Power. He was like Dre's dude who was like they were beefing with on the side.
Okay. Uh-huh.
The Mexican cat.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Cristobal?
Was it Cristobal?
Or was it one
no,
of
the other one?
One of the Jimenez guys?
Yeah,
is that
yeah,
the guy
yeah.
who okay. he basically covered him before getting shot, like he saved his life or whatever?
No, he turned on him. So maybe it was Cristobal.
You watch Power?
But he just had a different haircut.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I'm hood, bro.
He just started, remember?
Bro. Oh, you just started?
Yeah.
Where you at? Just curiosity.
I'm at the part where season 3.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
What did you think about that ending of the new season?
What did you get?
We don't say what it is, but what do you think?
It's just your book.
I don't know yet.
I was a little disappointed, but anyway.
It depends how the next season starts.
How it goes, yeah.
Leave it at that.
This is like a yo-yo with this series, though. It's like,
yeah. He kills
friends?
Him with a yo-yo.
Are they friends? Are they not?
Stop this.
Kill him. Don't
Enough.
Kill him. Kill him. Don't kill him. You know, it's like a lot of that.
I like that white
they
guy.
They push and pull.
Tommy?
Tommy's my dude.
Tommy's wild, fam.
Tommy is wild. I want to meet a Tommy in real life. I want to hang out with
him. I knew a couple
do
Tommies.
You? Yeah, I've known.
Speaking of.
I knew some Tommies from Martin that ain't had no job.
No, everybody knew, like, the crazy white boy who
of
was,
course.
Like, down with the homies who, like, was into some
That's
craziness.
That's like that joke. Who I forgot what comedian said. Like, you always want to be
Those was the only white
the,
people
the
that was in
white
the hood.
Dude with a group of black
the
guys.
One white dude is crazy.
Like, what did he do to, like, earn their respect?
That's a Chappelle joke.
Chappelle, right?
That's a Chappelle joke.
Chappelle.
That's a Chappelle.
I can't remember what comedian it was.
Speaking of, I heard that the movie White Boy Rick was really good.
Okay.
You heard about that? Yeah. It's got a sad ending because it's real life. He's the guy who's the only person to ever get a life sentence without committing a violent crime.
Oh, no shit.
So, like, he was in the
Yeah, but he's actually out, though. So
Yeah?
Yeah.
They said he died.
What? Wait a minute.
Did somebody just say somebody died?
We should fact check things.
He
I thought he got
it
a,
ended
life
sad.
He a life sentence.
Oh. It ended sad. I didn't say he died. Oh, okay. But maybe
he said he got out?
Yeah. Let me Google that.
Have a life sentence again?
Google that.
Facts don't matter.
Let's talk wrestling.
We should talk wrestling. Monday Night Raw. This is going to be like a third wrestling, and the rest is everything else. But this has been a really
fun
episode.
We got 2 minutes to do wrestling.
2 minutes, guys. Raw happened. Over. No, I'm just kidding.
Milwaukee.
What were the highlights on Raw?
So here's what happened on Raw that I liked. We're just going to talk about maybe two things, but then I'm going to try to move on, and somebody's going to say, but wait, you didn't talk about the third thing.
Well, let me start off with... shout out to Liv Morgan.
Oh my God.
Okay. She KO'd by Brie Mode.
Okay, look.
Hopefully she's doing better. She got a concussion.
Look, I'm not the only, I'm not being a hater saying this.
Right.
But
hey,
but
it's not ballet.
Like, here we go.
The three, four weeks we've seen the Bellas in the ring.
You brought this up in the group chat.
Brie has been hella questionable, bro. That suicide diver, she almost killed herself. She flat out kicked Liv Morgan in the face, bro.
And then the knee to Zelina.
The knee to Zelina. I don't know if, but the Liv Morgan kick, even though it wasn't on purpose, bro.
Where's the control?
Yeah, that's no control. You're not supposed to kick somebody in the face on the yes kicks. Like, man. You kick them in, like, the shoulder blades and the arm.
It's supposed to be in the chest area.
Liv dropped.
And, like, whap. And then the match kept going.
Yeah.
She tried to cover. She kicks out. They try to pull
it
to the
corner.
And then
she took a triple suplex,
she
right?
She comes in for the suplex spot. And I'm like, what is going on? Why didn't they stop this match?
They should have threw up the X. And
I think it
would have
built a little bit more drama, even if they did the X part. You know,
well, because now now her match in Saudi is in jeopardy. She may not be able to participate because of concussion protocol.
Yeah, they're definitely more strenuous around the.
I'm going to agree with what you said. No,
wait,
hate.
She won't be able to participate. Where?
It's a possibility.
In Saudi.
She wouldn't be participating in Saudi anyway.
Why?
Or no. Because there's no women allowed. Remember,
but we're talking about show. He means the Australia show.
No, I know. I'm just
Super Show and Evolution.
I'm correcting
right?
him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
Super
when
Show is when they're supposed to fight Super Show.
Yeah, like
yeah, but she'll be fine because if they do, if they do a tag team at the Evolution, her team will still.
I don't think you're supposed
her
to.
Her team can still compete.
I don't think you're supposed to fly. You're not supposed to do anything.
With a brain.
We'll see.
Anyways, yeah.
I second
better
what
soon,
you said,
Morgan.
I think, and I hate to be like. Pointing negatives out, but like
I like the Bellas.
No, nah, man,
I
she got to get
Bellas,
the burial of the week.
I think both Bellas, honestly, and I mean Nikki hasn't done anything wrong, but Nikki's coming back off a neck injury. Yeah. She's literally one botch from being Paige.
Well, yeah. There's not much.
I don't think, there's nothing to prove to this era. I think the Bellas should not be wrestling, and that's not knocking their
not at all.
It's just saying that they've done a whole lot. I noticed it when Nikki came out, when Nikki and Brie came out for the match, and I was like. You know how Nikki comes to the ring?
Yeah.
You can't look, but you can't doing all these gyrations. I was yo, this is over.
How you do that?
Like, this era is done. Yeah. Like, we don't, women don't gyrate anymore. Like, and she, like, she has two shirts on, so she pulls off one shirt.
She's like,
and
no, it's like, she, honestly, she's kind of like, I don't want to say the last.
She's like
of,
a diva.
No, she is.
She
the
is
last diva.
The last diva.
And that's, and I'm not saying that knocking her, because again, I enjoy the Bella Twins. I think like, right. They were good when they were good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now I'm just like, oh
I think
my
the time
God.
Is up. Yeah.
They might just need a reinvention of some sort.
I support them.
They do
I
need a reinvention.
Shows,
when I like, saw the gyration, I was like, yo, women don't do that anymore. Like in wrestling. Like
I think the only person who remotely does that is Naomi, maybe Mandy Rose.
And Velveteen Dream.
Velveteen Dream.
Velveteen will gyrate. Yeah. Mandy Rose, yeah, she's like a kind of like a sex symbol kind of character.
Yeah.
But like,
I'm always drunk when I'm watching her.
moving on.
Alrighty. So that might be the highlight of Raw, unfortunately.
You also had what? AOP versus the
Shield.
I thought, okay, did anybody react?
I did.
When AOP came out, did anybody react?
I liked it.
I popped.
I did.
Was like, okay, finally.
Because I'm like, they were basically enhancing themselves, you know, for quite some time. And then all of a sudden, you're in the main event, you know? They didn't have to go through Drew or The Revival or anyone.
No,
they just
went bypassed everybody, which is awesome. Did it make you think for a moment how good it would look? If Roman was backed by those boys.
Yeah. Man. I mean, just him in front of Akam. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've never wanted to see anything so badly when I saw those two.
Yeah.
Actually, like, standing face
to
face.
I got excited seeing them face to face.
I was
like,
a fight.
I think, I mean, they should get some fighting in.
They should let them do some house shows.
At some point.
Build it up.
I think they should be Roman's backup. Oh, like, man. That would be so dope.
What do you think of all the
Shield extension?
What do you think of the non-so-subtle seeds of the Dean turn that's coming?
I wish they weren't talking about turning. It. I wish they weren't talking about it, because now it makes it kind of obvious.
When does it happen?
To me,
when does it happen?
Though? To me, it makes it obvious that it's not going to happen.
But I liked it, because
I don't think they would talk about it if it was going
to
happen.
It played to the story. And mm-hmm. I think that's ultimately what Raw was trying to accomplish.
Well, like, Dean's doing a real good job of selling, because he's got me
Dean's
fooled.
Doing great. He's got he me really fooled. Is. Like, Dean's doing some of his best work. Like, yeah, Dean's mic work, his right now, facial bro. Expressions, his body language.
That's all he was
language.
Doing. The way he was looking at Roman and Seth, I was like, this dude is selling the shit out of what Braun's saying.
Yeah. The subtle thing that I noticed was when they were in the ring, doing the promotion in the ring in the beginning, like, you know what makes us the workhorses? We got these.
Yeah.
So when they threw up their belts in unison, you know, you can notice Dean kind of like turn into like a almost like a like a like a 90 degree angle.
Yeah.
And just kind of like cock his fist, you know. It kind of tell like he's got that chip on his shoulder.
I think they wrote that in for that, so we could see those moments, you know, which is great writing.
It's
by
great.
The way. I think it's dope to plant the seeds.
Yeah.
But I think when they talk about it, it's not, you know, it's not as surprising.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think they don't have like another way to actually show the story other than
that's true.
Other than
or they could just have him smack them with chairs and then be like, go back to the tape. Remember when they did this and remember that, you know, but this is better.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I
you know,
hear what
like, remember this and you said the belts and blah, 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 you know. So I would like to see Dean go heel, but
see, that's kind of what. Aiden
but joining with those guys wouldn't be fun.
No.
Now you got, you know, Drew and Dolph.
What
and
if Roman just dropped Dean and Seth and went to, like I was saying, go and then he grabs AOP? And
that's
then
what
they,
I'm
and
thinking.
And then
the other switch
and
might
then
be
they're
happening.
The Shield.
Yeah,
because them three, no, them
it's
three,
like
them three
Shield
dudes,
XL.
We're the Shield
them three XL. Dudes.
Husky Shield.
That's a stable right there.
Husky Shield. I like it. That might be the name of this
Drake
episode.
Maverick's got to go, though. You need to,
no.
Yo. He's got to stay.
He looks weird in that.
No, like, but he's like your commander. He's like Napoleon.
He shouldn't put the
he could be the commander.
On, his little hands with
the little gloves. He's so
See,
little.
If I could book it, I would have Drake come in like an actual like suit, maybe like a military suit. You know how Christopher Daniels used to wear something like that with the medals?
Man.
Well, not maybe like the medals, but like something military-esque.
That would be dope.
Maybe even if he had like a beret or like a hat that
like
M. Bison would wear.
You
know, something
Unless
like that.
Wait, your mic's out again.
But just something that symbolizes military, you know,
I can see
or
that.
Special
maybe not
ops.
A beret, but at least no
special
suit.
Ops or something.
Yeah, like you dressing for combat when you're 5'2".
Just give him an eye patch, dude. And that's cool.
Him dressing for combat when he's like a sharp-dressed dude is a little different. So I would like to see a suit, probably.
Yeah.
That's how I do.
What'd y'all think of the tag main event?
Honestly, for me, the tag main event, Dolphin Revival,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, match of the night. Match of the night for Raw.
It was a good match.
True.
I wouldn't mind watching them four, you know, do some more work together.
Yeah, I want to see it more. Definitely am all about it.
But it just goes to show you like how tough Drew is, man. He basically he was a heater in that entire match, and he brought it home,
and he came through, man.
Mm-hmm.
Drew is every week, I think, impressing me more and more. I'm all about it. I love those guys. So now,
but
what do you do
in the Shield?
So you guys ready to see Drew leave Dolph and then team up with Dean?
No, or remember how
they didn't think of that.
There was so many talks.
A lot of swaps. I didn't think about that. A lot of swapping, but that would be cool.
Because they were trying to get Dean, they were trying to get
Drew to the Shield
to leave also. So what
and
if the two
versa.
People that they're trying to get to leave just join up?
Yeah.
And then they get AOP.
Everybody's getting swapped around.
Lots of stuff.
Yeah, I think it's... the Revival could, or not the Revival. Well, the Rivals still, they had a great match. We were just talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
Best match of the night. I loved it. I'm mad at the finish on that. I thought the Revival should have won. Like, you don't.
It makes
they
Drew
looked strong.
Look super strong, though.
They looked super strong.
Yeah.
But they did every finishing move in this. And
in the tag team
kicked
book.
Out, like, every finisher.
Yeah.
And Dolph still kicked out. And I was like, oh, come on. Why did you make them do the freaking
doomsday
device if you're going to have Dolph kick
like
out?
Like an electric
chair?
No.
Did they replace the October pay-per-view with one of these super shows they're doing?
I think so. It's kind of weird because all Evolution. They're talking about the is Evolution, yeah. Super oh, Show.
Is that counted as the monthly for October?
Crown Jewel.
Yeah, because before then, all they were talking about was Hell in a Cell, Crown Jewel, and
now we got three in a month.
Or whatever. Y'all do what realize that.
What's the Australian one? Super Show?
Super Show.
Super Show start airs next Saturday morning at 2 o'clock in the morning. I'll be watching.
We're going to be at Rock's house.
I'm going to be live tweeting, right. I think, at 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm watching that live. I do my best tweets at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Word. I'm going to try to catch it.
Yes. But yeah, that was.
There's a lot going on. So overall, that should wrap up a 3-hour Raw. Let's talk about SmackDown.
Yeah.
What did y'all like?
My favorite was that Becky Charlotte. Becky ran into Charlotte's photo shoot. Beat the crap out of her.
Yeah, he posted the photos.
Take the champ's picture.
So that was
the champ's picture.
That's awesome.
Did you see the photos on the WWE IG page? They posted all like a series of them.
Of her getting pushed up.
Like the first hit, the kick. That's great.
What they've been doing with the empty ring, like before Raw or SmackDown starts, these little vignettes or stuff, that's dope. Everything they're doing with Becky is dope. They really like Stone Cold and her, though.
Well, they again, are. It's like the crowd's not buying into this, you know, badass persona yet.
Not yet, but yeah. I think no, if she they're stays all like committed, rooting
for it. We're all having fun with
exactly,
it.
Yeah,
everybody's
exactly
like, yeah,
not buying into it yet.
But are they booing Charlotte though?
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, okay. She wasn't on TV to know.
Well, okay. The last interaction. She
didn't
got
I read
booed.
Somewhere they were taking like anti Charlotte Flair signs at Hell?
Yeah, those boo the woo signs. Yeah,
but I'm just saying. But if they're
and they were also apparently confiscating Roman Reigns signs, anti Roman Reigns signs at Raw.
But
wow,
yeah.
If you want to get on TV at Raw, just cheer really loud for Roman, yeah. Because they'll point you, they'll find you, and they'll be like, "Oh, look, there's a kid who's really excited about
the
Roman
New
Reigns."
Day, yeah.
Or wear a New Day. I mean, New Day's obvious, but Roman is going to be so few. So if you have a "Let's Go Roman" sign, they're going to put you on TV.
Like flip it. The New Day, friend of the show, Kofi Kingston got a Kofi. Accolade. The longest reigning
tag team champion holder
of all time.
Man,
so congrats to Kofi.
Time.
More than Mr. Fuji.
That was surprising. Mr. Fuji up in there.
That's crazy.
He had a title.
he's been around the title for a long
y'all
time.
Y'all better recognize Mr. Fuji, man.
Yeah, man.
Mr. Fuji.
But yeah, which I mean, always losing. We're talking about Kofi. Always losing the discussion that.
Yeah.
We all would like to and hope to
he
see
deserves what's due.
A world title run to cap off his career.
He deserves his just
He's
due.
Been there forever.
Surprisingly, remember last week when we were talking
about... He was Jamaican when he first came out, you know.
But it's kind of like how we were talking about last week, how Matt Hardy never held that world title.
Yeah.
How weird is that?
That's crazy. Matt was definitely world championship ready.
He was world title elsewhere, just never...
Was never there
in the company.
When he was feuding with Edge,
that no, we talked about that last week. How yeah. That was like
that wasn't over the world title.
No, that was just over Lita.
The only,
but we
the only
were
world
talking
title
about how
he held was the ECW one.
And yeah,
and ROH.
And then he was
right?
He was TNA
or TNA. No. I'm sorry, not
TNA.
ROH.
It was TNA. We were talking about how the whole Edge and Matt Hardy feud, how the company essentially sided with Edge.
Yeah,
because that was Matt Hardy's. Once that was over.
You were done, yeah.
Which is really weird.
Well, it's like, what have you done for us lately? Sort of.
That's
deal.
So crazy.
Because Edge was red hot, like he was the peak.
But like, yeah, once that happened, yeah, they were like, all right,
and it made him even. It made him an even bigger heel.
Yeah,
the people hated him.
There's
they
a
loved
really,
him.
Yeah. Really good something to wrestle episode about Matt Hardy and the whole. Like through the whole Lita thing and all that.
Yeah.
I've heard a couple interviews and one of them was really uncomfortable because you're like,
man. Oh, he goes into detail about Lita cheating and stuff. And like he tells the story, no problem, like straight from his mouth, like how she was like, she did him dirty, she was lying and this and that. And like Edge would be like, hey, what's up, buddy? You know what's
that's
up.
Crazy because you think about the history of those guys like Edge Christian, the Hardy Boys, the Dudleys. Like, how dope would it be to get all of them in the same room just talking shop?
Wow. Well, like in remember like the last Hall of Fame induction when they inducted the Dudleys, they were all up there.
Yeah, they were.
And I think they did a table for three.
All of them?
I need to
not
see
all of
that.
Them. But okay. They did a table for
nine.
We got a restaurant for these guys.
We did a whole restaurant. Yo, didn't what was I about to say? Oh, Matt even said, he was like, yo, He's married now. He's got family. He's not, cool. Yeah. He's over Lita.
Oh yeah.
Edge is married to somebody else.
Beth
Everybody's
Phoenix.
Good.
Beth Phoenix.
Beth Phoenix. Only one who's not is Lita. Yeah. There
That's
it goes.
How it be, man.
Yeah, Lita.
Homewrecker.
Exactly.
That's so, how yeah. it goes. But anyway, will Lita wrestle at she is Evolution? At,
yeah, she is. She's going against who did I see her? I forgot, but she is. I forgot who she's lined up against. Yeah.
Sasha Banks?
Possibly.
We'll see.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah.
I think the other SmackDown highlight was Milwaukee?
Milwaukee?
You guys heard about what happened at Milwaukee?
Oh, you're talking about whatever they're doing with Aiden English and Rusev?
So this gave...
Yeah, that's what I was...
This okay. gave a spice to the SmackDown story yeah. because... You know, you have this.
This was dope.
You have this feud between Rusev, Lana, Aiden English.
Lana.
How Aiden English is slowly but surely being, kind of exiled yeah. from the group, and then Aiden English was cheering Rusev on, told him Rusev crash, but Rusev got distracted. And this was, I'm sorry to kind of give you a little bit of backstory. This was for a title shot. Against Shinsuke Nakamura.
Yeah.
Nakamura rolls him up, pins him, and Rusev blames Aiden. Aiden turns, beats the shit out of him with a microphone, and runs. And so this episode of SmackDown is where Rusev demanded answers, and Aiden was essentially saying, well, we were fine before she came along. And, did a vignette, produced a fabulous vignette, and then all of a sudden... she was like, oh, Lana's like, oh, no, he's crazy. I don't know why she sounds Mexican. I was trying to do Russian. And then all of a sudden,
geography class.
He says, well, don't you remember what happened that night in Milwaukee? And then that just kind of like, now Rusev's like, what happened? And then she's like, nothing happened.
Yeah, all the rest of the show, he was asking her what happened.
Yeah, man. There's footage that Aiden English is going to be showing.
No. Next week. Oh, and guess what? I'm going to watch next week.
Aiden giving Lana some English. Who knows?
I don't like it.
It's weird.
I like it.
I don't.
You like it, really?
Yeah.
I don't like when they mess with real married people. We were just talking about Matt and this stuff. I don't like that.
And also
because I like it because it's not going to be anything
going
on between.
I don't believe on Rusev's worst day that Aiden English is going to beat him in a match clean.
Exactly.
I also don't believe Aiden English got no footage with him and Lana. It's going
to
be shenanigans.
So it's just him lying just to get,
Who's
know.
Paler, Sheamus or Aiden English?
Man, they're both pretty white. Alabaster.
Aiden stopped being albino. As pale once he started being with Rusev Day.
Yeah.
Before then, he was super pale.
I would be out there getting some sun with Lana.
And him and Sheamus would do the spotlight to shine on how pale they were.
Pretty much.
What do y'all...
Wait, I wanted to talk about if I can find it. Lance Storm had a great tweet about that angle. Oh, he said...
About Rusev and Lana?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
He said, I talked to...
Quick draw McGraw over here.
He said, I talked to Randy Savage back in the day, God bless the dead, about angles with your wife. And he said, well, Randy Savage said, I did one angle with my wife, and I ain't got no wife no more. So...
There it is.
Basically saying, never do an angle with your real life wife.
Yeah, don't do it.
Because it's going to get
messy.
Think
about it. Stone Cold was married to Deborah. He ain't married to Deborah no more, I don't think.
Right.
Yeah, man. I don't know. Yeah. I can't. I don't know.
It's not a good look.
Unless Aiden's doing shenanigans and it brings them closer together, let's hope for a happy ending.
Yeah.
Hopefully. Yeah. All right. Anything else on SmackDown?
Another family angle.
Oh, yes.
AJ and Joe.
What you're talking about is really important. Mine is just a small little sliver. What did you guys think of dark-haired Carmella?
Oh, I like it.
Yeah.
I love it.
That's a cool change.
Truth TV.
Truth TV.
I'm into it.
The only thing I don't like
is... Truth TV was the shit.
The only thing
Bring
I don't
back
like
Truth
is...
TV.
Needs to come back.
When did Carmella turn into a good guy?
She joined up with R-Truth.
Yeah, it was overnight.
Overnight.
And that's kind of where, I guess, me personally, I'm just trying to figure out, like, oh, well, now, okay. Let's just roll with it, I guess.
There's no room for her to be, like, a heel, like a top heel right now.
I don't think they want any fire, no pun intended, to be taken away from Becky.
Mm-hmm.
But, yes, on to what you were saying, which was probably the moment of the show, the segment of the show.
7-second dance break.
The continuation of...
The 7-second dance break?
No, I was talking about AJ and Samoa, which is we were
talking
about.
Oh, yeah, that's the other home record.
That was brilliant. That was so good.
I think they're doing some good stuff with
Joe's
that.
Great. Joe's killing it, man.
Wendy!
Yeah, Joe's killing it, man.
What was he saying? Someone's like, Samoa Joe's at Joey Styles' house.
Yeah, AJ played along very well. Does their match, or does their feud end at Super Show?
I believe, well, this is what's going to happen. Miz and DB are going to fight. Whoever wins is going to have
them.
Right. Someone's going to win between AJ and Samoa, obviously.
Who? Someone's going to win.
I think Samoa's going to win. Like, I think he's messed him up psychologically at this point. Like, he's playing towards.
They're
going
to let Samoa Joe either go
win the title
with Daniel, go against Daniel Bryan or The Miz?
I think Daniel Bryan.
Ooh, Samoa.
Redo that ROH. Man.
That could be great. I'm just like, damn.
I'm here for it.
They probably can't go as hard as they used to, but I think it'd still be fun.
I'm here
to see.
For
that's
it.
Good though. That's good though.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. That's my thought.
Joe deserves to go over, but yeah, I don't know.
Joe needs to get all.
He needs
the
to get a
too.
Win. Like I feel like guys too. Who are just like badasses, they need to get wins. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel about AOP. Like if they're going to build these guys up as like super,
and they've
heels,
been getting win over enhancement,
and they look strong, but I think you got to get a good win.
Yeah, something that actually means something.
Yeah. True. I like that.
Word. Well, I think we might be done, yo.
Yeah. It's good.
I want to just thank everybody for listening and hanging out with us.
I'll do quick plugs for CWFAZ. Catch up that 100th episode. It's on Fight TV. They were gracious enough to invite us to the show. And it was a very entertaining show. So go to Fight TV. Check out Championship Wrestling from Arizona, episode 100. So, and I believe they have another show October 7th at the Nile. So check it out.
Yes.
Good local wrestling.
And the snack of the week, because there's no Matt Mania podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Without the snack of the week. It's actually an NXT star I just stumbled upon today.
Local
Her
snacks.
Name is Vanessa Bourne. She is some kind of wonderful.
Indeed.
She's a former Phoenix Suns dancer, I think, or something like
she's,
that.
She's, whew, man.
Wow.
She just took a
beautiful lady. Snack of the week. Wow.
Abba Zabba. You my only friend. Okay, there it is.
Shout out to Nate for that.
Somebody made that clip for us for Snack of the Week.
We also had the burial clip, but we didn't have it.
I haven't heard the burial clip yet.
Who do we bury? Oh, man.
Have you used
this
it on
this might
episode
be a long
yet, so
time.
I can hear it?
This might be a long one if I go into it.
We did bury Shiloh Jones again for 2 weeks in a row.
2 weeks straight?
Yeah. Because Mike Eagle came
talk
in
about what
and
happened?
Ripped him. Yeah.
He showed up. Did you watch it? Did it happen yet?
Yeah, you guys obviously don't listen to the episodes.
I mean, I didn't watch it. I didn't listen to last week.
I just
said
it. So...
I just can't give you a whole spiel. I don't even know where you're sitting at.
And then just fade out.
That was a laugh, ladies and gentlemen.
I want 10-minute YouTube rip of that.
For that crazy laugh, Kawhi bots. You get buried. I was going to say Bill Cosby, but on that note, let's go. We don't need to talk about it. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Matt Mania.
This is Matt Mania.
And as always, keep your shoulders off the mat.
Thank you. Episode 103.
DigiLabs, we love you for holding us down. RecordingStudioPhoenix.com for all your needs.
We're back.
Go to ProWrestlingTees.com.
And Patreon.
We're back next week talking Super Show.
Super Show Go Home Show.
Let's go.
From Down Under.
All right. Good day, mate. Peace.
Throw another shrimp on the barbie.
Hit the stop, bro.
Hello, mate.
A dingo ate my baby.
Hello.
That sounds
a dingo ate my baby.